I'm Courtney, the littlest beaver. Not in terms of stature, I'm very tall. I am the tree and the beaver.
I'm Lane, the sleepiest beaver. Not because I'm lazy. It's just my hobby.
I'm Shawnee Badger and I don't give a f-. No, actually, I actually give a f- a lot. I really care. A lot, actually. Too much, in fact. It's, anyway, I'm sorry.
And this is Three Hungry Animals, a show about life, love, and a steaming side of hot tea.
This is girl dinner, but gossip.
Shut the fuck up. I am a fucking computer engineer. I am a computer engineer.
You hacked the mainframe.
I can't believe I
did
that.
What did you do?
Okay, so I just, oh my God, I'm so smart. Wait, let me just...
Tell us what's happening. My God.
Pulled my brain. It's too heavy.
Somebody help. Big brain. Heavy brain.
I went into the computer engineering shit. Oh, wait. And I copy and pasted this thing and this and that and I saved it and that fixed it. I don't know what it means.
What was the issue before?
It was like when I was on here. Okay, wait. When I was on my website thing. It was like, this was all these things pop up and everything said record found. And the only one that said record not found was this. So then I went onto the GoDaddy and I copy and pasted all these things in and saved it. And it connected. And now all the records are found.
Slay.
Oh my God.
You did it.
What is your website?
I'm an IT genius.
She's a personal website.
She's a person of interest.
That's not the right
way. I mean, this is the stuff that I, like when I was in high school, there's plenty of stuff that I'm like, I didn't learn coding or anything, but it was like, if I wanted to do something, I'd just be like, how do you do this? And I just follow, I can follow instructions really, really well. And I just solve problems that way.
I'm telling David, because I built David, this is what happened. I built David a website, or I didn't do it. Him and I together sat together and we built him a website. Because mm-hmm. I keep telling him, like, you have like files of you singing, you're an actor, you write, like you should have a website with all your stuff on it. So that way when you audition for things and people type in your name on Google, it's like it's not just your LinkedIn popping up with like your corporate job history.
It's like more professional and artistic.
We sat down, we made him a website, and then he was having problems with connecting a domain to the website. And anyway, then I was like, I went home and I was like, I want a new website too. So then I made one and him and I had the same problems, but now I fixed it. So I'm telling him that I can fix it.
So is yours for your performing stuff too?
Yeah. It's so cute.
Actor, and writer, model.
I also did this thing. I feel like
best
a little...
friend. Extraordinaire.
Aww. I feel like a little computer whiz too, because the other thing I did last night was I had this... Someone made me this little logo, but I didn't like the text that was originally there. Mm. So I found this website where you print out a piece of paper and you write your own letters and you scan it and it makes a font of your own handwriting. So I made a font of my own handwriting to spell my name.
Is this your, this is what you learned this week?
Yeah, that's what I learned this week.
Oh my God.
So I made a little font and I made a website.
That's so cool.
Thanks. I feel like a computer genius.
I feel like a dummy because I don't feel like I learned anything this week.
Also, you look so beautiful.
Thank you.
Princess.
I thought I was a little bit extra today. I initially did the skirt and that was too much.
I said she looked like she was going to the Ren Faire, which is not a bad thing.
It's giving Bridgerton.
But it's like,
too much
French,
for Trader Joe's.
French country Ren Faire.
Nice, I love it.
Oh my God, speaking of Trader Joe's, tell Shawnee about your newest Trader Joe's obsession.
You're so good.
Do you like ube, Shawnee?
I don't know. Is that how it's pronounced?
How do you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
You've been pronouncing it oob?
What if it is oob?
It's ube.
Rhymes with boob.
Ooh, rhymes with boob.
I bought 3 boxes of cookies today. I spent $12 on cookies today.
Oh my God. That box is $12?
No. No, I bought 3 of these.
Oh. I was like, is it Air One?
No,
or is
it's
it
the ube. The ube vanilla. They taste like... What do I say? They taste like the frosting covered animal crackers with the strawberries.
Oh, those were good.
Being vegan, that's one of the things that I miss most often, I would say.
The animals?
Specifically the surface animals. They're so, I like remember what it tastes like, but also I'm losing it.
Swear somebody has made vegan.
No, there are recipes online. It's just really complicated. I'll do it one day.
I don't know what I miss.
You know what I have been making though? We've been making sourdough. We just created a sourdough starter and you have to like, it's like a child.
Did you name it?
Yeah. Its name is Lady Jessica.
Lady Jessica.
It's from Dune. So it's Lady Jessica,
oh, it's Dune.
The Bread Verand Mother. In Dune, she's the Reverend Mother, but she's the
Reverend Mother.
So you have to feed it once a day. You have to like dump half of it out once a day, and then you have to put in more flour and water, and it's like all bubbly and it's like alive.
Oh my gosh.
We can make sourdough bread now.
They did. They made, I came home and there were one and a half, because half of it had already been consumed. Yes. One and a half like matzo loaves on the stove. And I was like,
come back, maybe there will be bread for you.
Wait, I want some bread.
Yeah. That's how we lure her. We say, come watch Dune. And she's like, I'm here for the bread.
I'm here for the bread. Also, without getting too deep into the weeds about it, I have a little origami frog that somebody made, and it has like a little Natasha Romanoff Black Widow like thing on it, like a little, like it's supposed to be an origami frog that is like, looks like, or is like a, I don't know what you want to call it, like symbolic of Natasha Romanoff.
Does it have like red hair and stuff?
No, it's just like a black paper origami frog, and it has like her little symbol on it.
Mm-hmm. The Black Widow
symbol?
Yes, like that little.
So it's a black widow frog.
It's a black widow frog. Okay. but the name of the frog is Natasha. Natasha Romanoff. Oh, Romanoff. That's cute too. But Romanoff, I was like, that's so funny.
Romanoff. I like Natasha Romanoff.
Ribbit hop.
That's hard.
What about Ribbit Hop?
Ribbit Hop. Ribbit
Hop. Anyway.
I didn't learn anything this week, I feel like.
What did I learn?
You worked?
No, I won't stop fucking working.
I don't know.
I'm never here. I'm always at school or at play practice.
Who calls it that?
This is what I've learned, that apparently you're not allowed to call it play practice.
Where did you even hear that term?
Right?
Rehearsal.
I apparently offended, my apologies to the entire theater community.
It's a little sexual when you say it like that.
Play practice. I think it sounds childish, honestly. The amount of times that I've been like, oh, Courtney, do you have play practice tonight? Or do you have, and Courtney's like, it's called rehearsal.
Like, I know somebody.
You offend Shakespeare, he rolls over in his grave.
Do you have play practice tomorrow?
That sounds so, it just, I don't know why it sounds very sexual.
Is it offensive, though?
No, it's not offensive. Well, actually, it's offensive. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't think so.
Okay,
it just sounds funny. And unclear.
I think you lost your moment to learn something. The moment has passed.
I'm sure I learned something, even like against my will.
On TikTok, did you learn anything on TikTok?
I don't even want to get into it. The whole the bear versus, oh my god.
Oh, no.
I have to be careful with TikTok because I will start spiraling.
No, it's fair.
Because it's either
you're on Palestine. Like a heavy side of TikTok. My TikTok is all like funny animals and silly dances and cooking recipes.
Because I
want to
know what's going on in the world. So it ends up being like conversations about, you know, sexism or women's movements.
I get those too.
Or it ends up being Palestine. And then I just get really sad. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Did you hear Macklemore's song? So good. Oh my god, so good.
Courtney was criticizing his rhyming scheme.
I'll say this.
But
maybe this is a hot take. I appreciate the message, but I think his rhyming was very basic.
I just think for this moment in time, the amount of, I don't even want to say gumption, like,
It's like,
well, for anyone to speak out supporting Palestine.
For
right
someone
now,
in the industry, like, it's knowing huge. That could be a career ending move.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Him, Mark Ruffalo,
Susan Sarandon.
Oh, love. Yeah.
The girl.
One time,
Scream.
Susan Sarandon donated $500
Courtney
to
met
me.
Susan Sarandon.
What? I did. Oh my god! So we were in an airport,
Wilmington,
North Carolina.
We're headed to North. It was
We actually saw two celebrities in this airport.
Yeah,
but I only talked to one of them.
It was
the
girl from Twilight. It was the redhead from the first Twilight movie.
One of the three vampire gang people,
like the sister with the pixie haircut.
No,
the bad vampire.
Oh,
her. Ooh, I love her.
I found out later, so she was in North Carolina filming Under the Dome, which is based on the Stephen King novel, which I later watched, and I really like the show. Her name is, like, Rachel LaFavre or something. I could be totally wrong. Something like that. But anyway, Susan Sarandon.
We were in Wilmington, North Carolina, because that's where we always vacationed with our family.
And Susan Sarandon was sitting there with her dog. Did she have a dog, or am I imagining a dog?
She's so beautiful. I think it was a dog and a younger boyfriend.
Oh, probably.
Ooh, good for her.
Go for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I saw her, and I knew her. I know she's done a lot of things, but yeah. I knew her from the original Little Women film.
Okay, that's fair. Which Courtney loved.
Which I love. Because
she had done a production of Little Women where she had played Amy.
So my dad was like, you have to go talk to her. You have to go tell her, like, you were in the show. And
aww, I was like, I'm so nervous. Cute.
Like, should I? Is this weird? She probably gets this all the time. No one was looking at her. I don't think anyone even realized she was sitting there. But anyway. When I went up to her and I was like, hi, I just wanted to say, like, I think you're really great, and I loved you in Little Women, and I did the play, and I was Amy March, and she was like, I bet you were a wonderful Amy, and I was like, and then we took a photo, and I have a photo, I say this like I was a child, I was probably
where
like
is that photo?
15 or 16.
Well, it was when we went with the Pellinis, so
I was
we
probably like
would
16.
Have been
or, no, 14? I was
high
between
school.
14 and 16.
Where's this photo?
I have it somewhere, I'll
oh
show
God,
it to
I
you later.
I see it. Susan donated like $200 to me or $500 to me or something.
Did she really?
Yeah.
For what?
When I was running to be a delegate for Bernie Sanders to go to Philadelphia, I was raising money because it was so expensive to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she donated money to my GoFundMe.
Aww.
And I printed out the Susan Sarandon. I like have a printed out. I'm like, she donated money.
It's so funny. Do you have that? And then also... Due to the same, was it the same convention where you met Shailene Woodley?
Oh yeah, I met Shailene and Rosario
Dawson
too.
Who still follows
too.
You on Instagram?
Yeah, she's so. Oh my God, she's so cool. She's a cool chick.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We talked about Lane's new Trader Joe's addiction. Shawnee discovered she was a genius.
I'm a genius.
And we also talked about a lot of celebrities we met, which I will be posting. I will find that photo of me and Susan Sarandon, and I'll post it in the show notes so you guys can see it. You don't have photos with Shailene Woodley. Do you have photos with Shailene Woodley?
No, but I have a picture of me and Rosario Dawson.
Oh, there we go. Lane, you have any celebrities?
I don't feel like I've met any celebrities in real life. I'm like, I've met authors, but those were not necessarily good experiences. Some of them are assholes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Can we finish so I can eat my cookies now?
Oh, God.
Sure. Was there any other
the
wrap
picture
up?
That
what
I...
else did we talk about?
This is me, Rosario Dawson.
That's the photo of the back. You can't
the back of her head. Shawnee.
I think there's another one.
Well, I really enjoyed today's dish.
If you're hungry for more, like and subscribe.
And you can follow us on Instagram at 3 Hungry Animals.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Nom, 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 nom.